92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Something truly astonishing happened recently. Republicans in the Senate decided to play nice with the Democrats. And I'm going to have to steady myself on the furniture here because I never thought I would say this sentence on the radio. They approved legislation that would make daylight saving time permanent across the country starting in 2023, putting an end to a stupid practice that's been unnecessary for many decades. And that means no more changing the clocks twice a year. Well, we'll still have to do it a few more times. It's got to go to Joe Biden for his signature. We're going to have to change the clocks this coming November and then next March. But if I read it correctly, once we get to that point, we'll be locked in on daylight time permanently. This is so important for the mental and social well-being of our country. It's going to reduce seasonal depression, and it will reduce the number of automobile accidents, which always spike in the days after we change the clocks every year. But beyond that, it gives me hope. Not a lot of it, but it gives me a glimmer of hope that both sides of our government can actually get things accomplished and come together to solve problems. And we need more unity and less stupidity in government, because it's the only way we're going to solve our country's problems. They got this done. What else can you guys do? Come on, show us.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.